The problem with healthcare in this country is how much healthcare costs. The problem in politics in this country is how much politics costs.
Are young people disengaging from politics for good?
I have faith in people. I believe in God, and the internet is my religion.
I'm Brandon McFarland, and welcome to the Youth Radio Podcast, the best youth-produced content online, ever. Election season can be unpredictable, but there's one thing you can bet on. That people will get dressed up as the candidates for Halloween. Youth Radio talked to young people in Oakland who are donning Romney or Obama masks this year.
People dress up as politicians for Halloween because they think it's funny.
It's Halloween, so like you're supposed to scare folks. And I know Mitt Romney would scare a lot of people of color.
I think it could be two reasons. Either they're in favor of the politician or they're like trying to make fun of him.
I would dress up as Barack Obama because he's a black man. And I am also a black man. They wouldn't have to guess. Honestly, all I have to do is wear a suit.
Now a story from Youth Radio's sister site, Turnstile News. Reporter Noah Nelson has been covering Nation Builder, a site that's democratizing politics by making an array of public data about voters available to campaigns or anyone else who wants to improve the voting process by building on that data. Data commonly called the voter file.
The voter file is, you know, who you are, where you live, where you're registered.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. It's not a record of how you voted, right? It's not
right.
That because it ain't, that don't exist. But it is a matter of, you know, what your declared public affiliation is. And by knowing that, then they know what kind of, you know, weight they have in a given area and who they have to get the vote out. It is all about the ground game. It's all about getting local. Well, it used to cost, and still can cost, a lot of money for a campaign to access the voter file. And this is what the direct marketers, you know, have access to. This is what the campaigns have access to. They would pay thousands of dollars to get the voter file. And what the Nation Builder kids did is they said, you know what, we're going to acquire the voter file, and then we're going to build that in to our $20 a month off-the-shelf WordPress for political campaign website thingy. So we're going to let people have access to that information. This is like the equivalent of, like, you know, lowering the Medicare cost, right? You know, and like the problem with healthcare in this country is how much healthcare costs. The problem in politics in this country is how much politics costs.
Yeah.
And so by taking this, like, boom, all of a sudden politics just got a lot cheaper. It got a lot cheaper to be, like, actively really political, okay?
Are there a lot of civilians on Nation Builder, you think?
When I talked to the community manager, they were very coy about that. They didn't want to talk definitive numbers. And that's understandable. The Nation Builder thing right now is about this communications pathway, which is the voter file, and which is the campaigns knowing who's out there, knowing who they can hit up for money, respecting their wishes of how they want to be hit up for money, and who to get out the vote on. But nowhere in all this is the ability, anything that makes it really easier for civilians, citizens, to initiate conversations with the campaigns.
And this also brings me to Jim Gilliam, who's one of the He's a co-founder of Nation Builder. His speech, I believe it was a TED Talk, entitled The Internet is My Religion, ties in what we were just talking about. Let me play a few clips from that.
As I was prepping for the surgery, I was thinking about all the people who had gotten me here. I owed every moment of my life to countless people I would never meet. Tomorrow, that interconnectedness would be represented in my own physical body. Three different DNAs. Individually, they were useless, but together, they would equal one functioning human. What an incredible debt to repay. I didn't even know where to start. And that's when I truly found God. God is just what happens when humanity is connected.
That was Jim Gilliam, co-founder of Nation Builder, telling his own personal story about his battle with cancer, and how he overcame that battle and, you know, believed in the power of the internet. And I'm talking with Noah Nelson, all around intelligent mind, blogger for Turnstile News. Now, you flagged this to us. What What do you feel Jim Gilliam's getting at here?
What Gilliam's talking about is the power of the internet is that we can create collective action. And we see this in the crowdfunding world. We see this on Kickstarter. People who are people whose niche interests are being fulfilled, and creators are being compensated, in proper ways. Mm-hmm. That's just not happening because we still are used to legacy broadcast models of communication, and there's certain efficiencies there.
Yeah.
Right.
So, it's on both ends too. It's on both ends because you get the strays that way.
And there's all sorts of ways in which that makes sense, but there's ways in which it is, rather frustrating. And right now we've got a situation where it is like 500,000 plus per representative.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's not possible to facilitate an actual, conversation. But the way our media is set up, we're even focused on an even more absurd relationship, which is like all of us to the president.
No, you think about this a lot, man.
I wish I could just think about Halo. And trust me, I'm thinking about Halo a lot.
That's it for the Youth Radio podcast. Remember to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/youthradio, on Twitter, @youthradio. Definitely hit up our website, youthradio.org, for all youth-produced content. All right, peace.